Well, you're in for a particular treat today because it's always fun when I get to talk with my guest, Brad Lammensdorf. He's the strategist at the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report and manager of the Ranger Equity Bear ETF, ticker symbol HDGE. And he's going to be on the show twice today. So we're going to talk technical analysis right now. And then because Brad is one of the rare guests who can appear in multiple spots. In fact, he's done big interviews. He's done the market call. He's done our technical analysis segment. He's going to come back and be our market call guest. But as we set him up for that, well, a couple of things. LMTR.com is the website for the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report. If you want to learn more about HDGE, the Ranger Equity Bear ETF, we have a longer link that'll get you directly there on the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. And don't forget to follow Brad on Twitter, where he is at LMTRBrad. But right now, he's here talking technical analysis. Brad Lammensdorf, good to have you on the show again.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So we're going to have two discussions, one that focuses more on your methodology and what you like or dislike right now. But the other is, you know, you are a manager who, by nature, tends to be bearish. And we certainly have a lot of volatility. We have a lot of changing sentiment. But when you look at the technicals, have the technicals changed? Is the picture looking different to you now than it has been over the last couple of months?
No, actually, this is pretty much what we were expecting. I'm pretty surprised at how low rates have gotten. I think that's been quite supportive for the equity markets, that something that I don't think very many of us were thinking that were going to happen. But I still think that the deterioration that you've seen over the summer, each correction in May and even in the most recent correction, the breadth on each correction is accelerating and the bounces are becoming, you know, poorer and poorer as far as 52-week highs and advancing declining volume. So we remain cautious. We want to see the sentiment numbers get more bearish as well.
So when you say the breadth is accelerating, the bounces are becoming poorer and poorer, what we're saying is that, okay, we've been kind of having these corrections down to various support levels, but what we haven't had is the serious big downward step. And that's still out there somewhere, isn't it?
That's right. And the reason that I believe that that's still out there is I watched the Investors Intelligence newsletter writers' sentiment polls. And traditionally, for instance, in January, it was in a very bullish position. The bearish newsletter writers were 34% bearish, and the bullish newsletter writers were 30%. So there were 4% more bears than bulls, which is actually a good good contrarian gauge to show that the opinion has gotten very, very lopsided toward the bearish side. We still haven't gotten to those type of levels yet, so that's what we're kind of waiting on.
We certainly have plenty of headlines that have added to the volatility, even if they haven't actually gotten the market to go and stay in any one direction. How much are the headlines actually impacting what you're seeing, or do you just tune those out?
I kind of tune those out. They certainly are in the back of my mind that there's some problems going on with inside of trade. Markets have been on a tear for 5 or 10 years. So logically, you know, once or even twice every 10 years, you have some pretty big problems in the equity markets. And some of it has to do with simple things that you may not think of, like, you know, there's a lot of leverage in the market, a lot of margin leverage. So if the stock market really just needs to go down 10%, it could easily get oversold and go down 15 or 20 just from the margin calls. Sometimes markets get overowned, and I think that we're in a period where stocks are just too aggressively owned by allocations.
At some point, that has to unwind. At some point, that goes back to neutral. And when that happens, you've got everybody selling into a downturn, and that takes it from this is going to be a downturn to this is going to hurt.
Right. And then once everyone is, you know, on the cable networks, holding hands and talking about the catastrophe, usually, you know, it's already happened. And that's traditionally the time that a lot of these contrary indicators get to the point where, hey, wake up, everyone's bearish. You know, there's been a big hit in the market. Of course, you don't just rush in there. I mean, you need to, you know, be selecting whatever you're buying in some kind of reasonable manner. But
that means you actually think this is going to be short. This is going to be steep, but short. That this is not going to be something necessarily protracted, at least for a while.
Well, you know, you never know. I was extremely bearish in 2000, and it took all the way till 2003 to bottom that bear market. Sometimes bear markets can kind of just grind down instead of just collapse like an 87-style crash. It's just you don't really know what's going to take you there.
So is there a level that you see right now? I mean, will we know it's here when we, what, break through support or we break through the next support level down? I mean, support has been somewhere around 2770, 2800.
Oh, I think if you drop through 2800, you're in a lot of trouble.
And define,
and right in here, by the way. So anything below 2800 in here, I think you can pretty much think that things are going to continue to deteriorate, maybe down to 2600.
Okay, so 2600. I mean, I've heard worse. I've heard people say you get through 2800, you're heading to 23. So.
It could certainly happen. I'd prefer to wait and see when everyone gets bearish and then choose the level that we're at when everyone's the most terrified, which is usually what everyone else is, you know, somewhat trying to gauge. But it's really hard to pull the trigger when there's that much mayhem going on. You know, we've been deploying this type of methodology for over 30 years, so we're pretty accustomed to doing it over and over the same way. But we're just not there yet. So.
Okay. Well, the good news is we've gotten to where we're done talking about technical analysis, at least for now. But we're going to have you back at the end of the show, later on in the show, and we're going to talk about your methodology, what you see working and not working in this market and more. So, Brad, you sit tight. We've got some other guests to get to. And we'll talk with you again later. Remember, Brad Lammensdorf is strategist at the Lammensdorf Market Timing Report, co-manager of the Ranger Equity Bear ETF. LMTR.com is the website. At LMTR, Brad is his Twitter handle. Up next, it's our book interview, and then we will be talking about lifetime income. No, we won't. We've got something else to say. Oh, you know, it's Money Life. Stick with us. We're flying by the seat of our pants here, but we'll be back.